Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 3, 1806. Fresh blubber. Over the course of their journey, the men of the Corps had a quite varied diet. Sometimes they had plenty of nutritious food. At other times, they nearly starved. Sometimes they enjoyed their meals, buffalo, elk, and deer. At other times, they were not so keen on what they had to eat, salmon, berries, and even horse. Lewis comments in this entry on his preferred meals.
At 11 a.m., we were visited by our near neighbors, Chief or Tia Komumwul, alias Koniem, and 6 Clatsops. They brought for sale some roots, berries, and 3 dogs, also a small quantity of blubber. This blubber, they informed us, that they had obtained from their neighbors, the Kalamucks, who inhabit the coast to the southeast, near whose village a whale had recently perished. This blubber the Indians eat and esteem it excellent food. Our party, from necessity, having been obliged to subsist some length time on dogs, have now become extremely fond of their flesh. It is worthy to remark that while we live principally on the flesh of this animal, we are much more healthy, strong, and more fleshy than we had been since we left the buffalo country. For my own part, I have become so perfectly reconciled to the dog that I think it an agreeable food and would prefer it vastly to lean venison or elk. Sent Sergeant Gass and George Shannon to the salt makers, who are somewhere on the coast to the southwest of us, to inquire after Willard and Weiser, who have not yet returned. Reuben Fields, Collins, and Potts, the hunters who set out on the 26th, returned this evening after dark. They reported that they had been about 15 miles up the river at the head of the bay just below us, and had hunted the country from thence down the east side of the river, even to a considerable distance from it, and had proved unsuccessful, having killed 1 deer and few fowls, barely as much as subsisted them. This reminded us of the necessity of taking time by the forelock and keep out several parties while we yet have a little meat beforehand. I gave Chief Komumwul a pair of satin breeches, which he appeared much pleased. Captain Meriwether Lewis, January 3, 1806.
The phrase Lewis uses, taking time by the forelock, is from Roman mythology. Time was represented as having hair on the front of his forehead, but being bald behind. So this expression means to take advantage of the time one has, not unlike the phrase, make hay while the sun shines. The term Tia, used in reference to Komumwul, means chief in the Chinook language. Lewis often took a vocabulary of various Indian languages, recording them in notes and journals. Tomorrow, the Indians haggle.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.